We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Monday. This is Bob Arthurs. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast brought to you by Merit Assembly of God and our friends of the program here. And we pray that you had a great, great weekend. And this morning, I just want to start off by asking you a favor, and that is if you were praying, joining us in praying for someone to get saved last week, and they have given their heart to the Lord, we would like for you to let us know about that. We would love to rejoice. The Bible talks about heaven rejoices when there is a person that gives their life to the Lord. A little over a week ago, we were having our Grow Group meeting, and one of our men shared just an amazing testimony about a niece that he has in his life, and she is adopted. She is adopted out of an environment where her opportunity to hear about Jesus was extremely, extremely small. And the opportunity for her to get the life-improving medical treatment that she needed was very, very small. And God moved in her life. Not only has he addressed her physical situations, but they were testifying that just in the past few weeks that she had given her heart to the Lord as a teenager, and we are just rejoicing over that. You know what? That's not taking place here in Brevard County with us, so that we could say, you know what? I know that young lady, and because I know her, I'm going to rejoice. A lot of times when we know someone personally, it makes a bigger impact on us, either positive or negative. But that's not the way it is with the kingdom. Whatever God is doing around the world, I want to rejoice in what he is doing. And so if you know somebody, you've been praying for them, and they gave their heart to Jesus, would you be so kind as to contact us just to let us know what was going or, you know, what happened, because we want to join heaven in celebrating this great gift that God has given to you in the salvation of your loved ones. So today we want to mention to you JITS Concrete right here in Cocoa, Florida. Their number is 536-5804, 536-5804. If you've ever tried to do your own concrete work, I want you to know it is not easy. You know what is easy? Calling JITS Concrete and letting them do it for you. And so they are professionals. They do a great job. And they have been a part of Merit Assembly of God even longer than I have. Their family's been there. I've been there for over 22 years now. They've been there even longer than that. And so if you need some help, call them just like we have, and they will come and help you with your concrete needs. Now, want to let you know about some of the events that we have coming up in the next few days. If you would be praying right now, this coming Sunday, we have joining us in our morning service at 10:30, Armin Morales and his wife, Bonnie, I believe is her name. And they're going to be joining us where they're going to be ministering in song. Armin Morales used to be a background singer for Elvis Presley. He still pretty much looks the same today as he did then. The man ages extremely well, and it really is amazing how little his physical appearance has changed. But he's going to be ministering in song, but he is also going to be sharing. He and his wife both have been healed of cancer, one supernaturally and one God sustained them without any of the side effects that are traditionally accompany the chemotherapy, and they continued to minister all the way through that. It's just a remarkable testimony. And so if you need healing in your body, We are going to be proclaiming this Sunday, Christ our Healer at Merit Assembly of God. So if you need a miracle in your body, come. We are going to be praying the prayer of faith and seeing God do great and mighty things. And so today with me again on the program is Stephanie Booth. She's not going to be here for every program, but she's here again this morning. And so I'm going to let her again. She's the voice behind the greeting and the closing of our radio program. And so I'm just going to let her bring a word of greeting to you, and then we're going to get into the Word of God this morning.
Hello, hello. Like Pastor Bob said, I'm the women's ministry leader at Merit Assembly, and we have some wonderful things going on for women of all walks of life. No matter what you're facing or what season of life you're in, we have something for you. So I just want to encourage, like, specifically right now for, you know, young moms at home right now with you know, babies and toddlers and little ones. I was there. I know what it's like. I know it can be very isolating. You could get very depressed very easily with the mundane things of serving your family, serving your children. So I just want to encourage you, if that's you and you resonate with that, come out. We have an amazing program on Wednesday nights. You can come. You could drop your kids off to an amazing program. They're going to have a great time. And come up Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, or 6:30. I'm sorry. Wednesday night is 6:30.
Yeah.
Wednesday night is 6:30 at Merit Assembly of God. Come up. You can drop your kids off with, you know, some great, they're going to have a great time. And come up and just be part of our ladies group. We just talk. It's real casual. We just share, what are you going through? What, you know, how can we pray for you? And you will leave encouraged, uplifted, and just not so alone. So that's great. Come out if you can. You're going to be blessed.
Also, another thing about that is we're pretty time conscious on Wednesday nights, because we know if you have school age kids. When I was in grade school, my bedtime was 8:30. That's what time my parents, and there was none of this, okay, well, you can stay up if you want to. We went to bed at 8:30. I was so glad when I went to middle school, I got to stay all the way up till 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. Our Wednesday night, I think I've probably said 7 o'clock quite a few times myself, but we switched that to 6:30, runs from 6:30 to 7:45. And so you still have plenty of time to fellowship. And one of the things I remember from my wife telling me when our kids were small, now they are all grown and maturing in their walk, you know, she just wanted to talk to adults.
Yes, I relate. I know what you're feeling. Just that adult conversation where you look at your husband and you're like, it's time for night-night. I mean, bed. I was there. I know what you're going through.
And so, ladies, if you just want to get out and socialize and hang out with some wonderful women of God, we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. And as this ministry continues to grow, we're going to have to adjust our spatial situations and all of that. And like I said before, I think on Friday's program, those are good problems to have. And so let's get into the Word of God. That's why we're here. And today we're going to be in John chapter 10. We've got several passages, two of them from John that we want to talk about specifically. But in John chapter 10, verse number 1, it says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, and he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. I'm going to just interrupt for just a second there, because I want you to know that if God shares something and you don't understand it the first time, he's not mad at you.
No.
He will just keep on communicating with you, keep working on your heart, keep enhancing your ability to listen until you get it. And I'm so thankful that he wants us to understand. So back to the Word, verse number 7.
And I just love how that little part right there, he calls you by name. It's so intimate. It is an intimate relationship. It's hearing what he's saying to you right where you are, right what you're, what's consuming your mind right now. It's in the midst of that. He is still that small, peaceful voice that is calling you by name.
And I will say this about the name he calls you. It's not going to be the names people call you here on this earth.
Right.
You know, people are all the time putting one another down and using derogatory terms. Jesus, if that's the only name that you've ever been called by somebody, was a low life, or, you know, this name or that name, and it was very derogatory, Jesus will give you a new name. Yes. He'll give you a new name. He knows where you are, knows what you're going through, and he will give you a name of love. Verse number 7, then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Now, remember on this study, we're going back to Matthew chapter 6. Give us this day our daily bread. You need life today. And Jesus came. Listen, shepherds did not just engage with their sheep once a month or once a week or anything like that. There was a daily accounting. And that's why Jesus describes that as the sheep were passing under his rod, and he would count them. He would know them by name. And if one was missing, he was going to look for that sheep. And so if you have not been living for Jesus, if you've been ignoring him, I want you to know he's looking for you. He knows right where you are at. He really does. And his arm is not too short. His ability to reach down and grab you, his strength is not waning. No matter how long you have been in that trap, he is able to pull you up. I remember reading a story about a sheep that had gotten away from its shepherd, and it had just a massive amount of wool on it. It had 6 years worth of wool accumulation, to the point that it was life-threatening. The sheep had no couldn't hardly see because the wool had blinded him, and a shepherd came and in just a very short period of time took all of that burden off of the sheep. The sheep was then able to go around in freedom. It now had a shepherd who was going to minister life to it instead of letting it be out there. And so Jesus, he comes and he says, "Listen, as I'm having this shepherd and sheep relationship with you, I want you to know that I am going to give you today everything that you need." And there was that personal interaction there between the sheep and the shepherd. But there's a word of caution, a word of warning in John 10:10 here, and that is this, that there is a thief, and he comes to steal the blessings and the provisions that God has for you.
And I also just want to piggyback off that and just say, I spent many years running from God. What you said about leaving the 99 to go to the one. I had spent many years running from God, and God pursued me. And I just want to encourage whoever's out there that you're running from God, you're avoiding him, you know you need to be in relationship with him, but you're just running as fast as you can. God is pursuing you, and he desires a relationship with you and to bring you back to the herd. So like Pastor Bob said, that he could free you and protect you and guard you, because there is an enemy, and he is seeking to kill you. He is seeking to destroy you. And like we said Friday, I mean, what we talked about, you have two choices. You can run to God and embrace God with everything inside of you, or you can withdraw. And it really is just whenever there is a situation or there's a trial, that's when the heat is on, and we really see, are we in it for the long run or what our real character is? And I just want to encourage you, you will never, ever be sorry for reaching out to God and grabbing a hold of him, drawing closer to him, as opposed to kind of what you do naturally, and that's push away. And it's really important during those times.
And, you know, I've got a particular mental mindset, and that is that if something is so precious to the devil that he wants to try and steal it, then I want to restore that value in my own perception to know that it is something that I should hang on to. Yeah. And you know, our mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is restoring value spiritually, relationally, physically, financially, occupationally. You know, if you don't have a job, we want to pray with you that God will open that door. We want you restored to everything that God has for you. Today, you know, here on Monday, I want your goal. God, I pray today you give me the abundant life that you have for me on this day, on Monday, January the 19th. May I have abundant life. What would your day look like if when you got out of bed of a morning that your desire was this? God, today I don't just want to live. I want to live abundantly. I want to live with you. I want everything that you have for me. And anything that the devil, listen, if he's tried to steal your marriage, fight for that marriage. Get on your knees and fight for that marriage. If he's tried to steal your health, cry out to God and say, God, you know, I believe that you want me healed, that by your stripes we were healed. And so don't just say, you know what, well, he's stronger than I am and all that. No, I want you to know today, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. He will make you more than an overcomer. And so today, I want you to launch this week and understand that Jesus came that you, that me, that together we might have abundant life. And so, you know, what does that abundant life look like?
Okay, I have a scripture, Isaiah 61:7, and this is such a great picture of abundant life. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs.
Amen. Amen. Joy. Honor, those are things that God wants us to have, and so.
And I think abundant life doesn't mean that you're never going to have any problems. You're not going to get saved, no. Say the prayer, and have this abundant life and all this joy, and nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. It's not.
If you were ever promised that nothing, no challenges would ever come your way, when you asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life. I apologize to you for whoever said that, because that was incorrect. I watched a video clip the other day. It was connected with Charisma Magazine. It was a news interview with a pastor who was sitting with another pastor in their church parking lot. It was after service on a Sunday night, and they were discussing in this inner city church how they were going to start a school. And, while they were sitting there talking, a person came up and started shooting at them. No words were said. They just came up and started shooting them. And the one guy scurried out the driver's side door, and the one pastor was shot, but he managed to get out and get away from the gunman. He was wounded, spent about 9 days in the hospital. But this was his testimony. You know what? We realize that if the devil is trying to steal my life, if he is coming to attack me, then we must be doing the right thing. And so rather than discouraging them from pursuing the things of God, it encouraged them. You know, the disciples, you talk about some radical believers, they were persecuted, they were whipped, and they went back and they rejoiced because they had been considered worthy of God to be able to bear up under such persecution.
And that's the abundant life. When there is still an enemy out to kill and destroy me, and when he attacks me, I can stand in this abundant life and go, I will keep my peace, I will keep my joy, amen. I will keep my sound mind. And, you know, I was really struggling at one point in my life. I was saved, I was going to church, I was reading my word, and I was battling with all this stuff that I wasn't supposed to be battling, anxiety, depression, loneliness. My kids were little. I was very isolated. And, you know, I was just crying out to God, like, why am I battling these emotions when I'm supposed to have this abundant life? And I don't feel, looking at my life, I don't feel like I'm living abundant life. And the Lord gave me this, and it was so incredible. It was the story of Jacob and Esau, and how Esau came and he was so tired and so hungry, and Jacob, you know, made him some food, and Esau gave up his birthright to Jacob. He said, take my birthright, all the blessings of God and blessings of our father. You can have all that. Just give me the food.
Just give me a meal.
And God said, Stephanie, and I remember saying, well, how stupid is that? Why would he give up the birthright and all this stuff? What a fool. And God said, Stephanie, you do the same thing. Every time you give up, you hang on to worry and fear, you give up your birthright of peace. Every time you hang on to that restlessness, you give up your birthright of rest and sound mind. Every time I hang on to doubt, I give up my faithfulness. Every time I hang on to lies, I exchange that for the truth. When I'm saying that I'm unloved, it's a lie. And I'm accepting that lie for and giving up the birthright of truth that I am loved. That God loves me. He knows my name. He calls me by name. He knows the numbers of hairs that are on my head. And a lot of times those lies that sink in, nobody loves me. I'm just not smart enough. I'm not good enough. Nobody cares about me. All those lies, you are giving up your birthright every time. You're giving up your peace of mind. Every time you have anxiety or unfaithfulness that comes in, restlessness, here, you know, you're basically saying, okay, devil, you can have my peace. Okay, devil, you can have my sound mind. I choose instead to hang on to this anxiety. I choose to hang on to this unabundant life. And it's kind of like the old man and new man. And you basically have to die to the old man so the new man can come. But first, you have to let go of that old man. And the only thing that's keeping you from the new man, that abundant life, is that old man that you're hanging on to.
And in the book of Jonah, Jonah was a prophet from God. He was commanded to go and minister to people that he really didn't want to go minister to. And so he decided to go the opposite direction, ended up getting thrown overboard and gets swallowed by this fish. And do I believe that God is able to keep you if you've been swallowed up? Yes, I do. Jonah testifies to that. And it along the lines of what Stephanie was saying in verse number 8 of Jonah chapter 2, first of all, there's a tremendous picture of hope there. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're on a submarine underneath water, you know, out of sight, even if you are all by yourself, God can still hear your prayers. No matter how deep you are in your running from God, God still hears you wherever you go. And in verse number 8, Jonah offers this prayer. He says, in verse number 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. Now, let me tell you how that reads in the NIV. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that should be theirs. And so when we're talking about this abundant life and Stephanie's talking about the exchange, don't cling to something which has no value, because the price tag for clinging to that is the grace and the mercy of God that is part of this abundant life that we have. And a lot of what we cling to is determined by our own relationship or by our own perceptions. Whether it's a historical perception about other people or about ourselves, we're starting to run out of time here, and so I'm going to try and get two more passages of Scripture in here for you. But in Acts, the 13th chapter, there's a story where they are getting ready to go out and minister, and I'm going to find it on the right page there. And in verse number 42, it says, so when the Jews went out of the synagogues, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, I'm going to tell you something. As a pastor, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit does that sort of work in Brevard County, that there are people that are crying out, would you please share the word of God with us? I pray that that will be a prayer in your life there. It says, now when the congregation, verse 43, had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Now listen to this. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. Remember, man shall not live but by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We shared that with you on Friday. But look at what he says. That you, the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of an everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. Listen, there are people today that God wants you to have abundant life. But whether it is a preconceived perception of another people group, or you just reject it because it's going to cause you to have to repent of something, or if you reject it because somebody hurt you in the past, what Paul tells them is, at that point in time, you have not, God hasn't deemed you unworthy of abundant life. You have considered yourself unworthy and rejected it. And that's a price that I don't want to pay.
Don't settle. Just don't settle. Go for the abundant life. Hang on to the things of God. Don't settle for discouragement or despair or lies, or really press in to God, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have the abundant life. It cannot happen on your own accord. It cannot happen by your own strength. It can only happen through drawing close to the Lord.
And if you think that word does, that, you know, God doesn't want you to have abundant life, I want to share one last passage with you. It's in John chapter 1, and it says, there was a man sent from God, verse number 6, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Listen, if you will simply believe the word that God has for you, you will recognize, look, I'm not unworthy of abundant life. It is a right, a God-granted right to me to have abundant life. So this week, this Monday, is going to launch a victorious week for you. And so, Stephanie, we've got about 15 seconds here. Can you quickly pray and pray that we
yes.
all walk in abundant life?
Lord, I just pray right now for every listener that's hearing the sound of my voice. I pray that we choose abundant life. We praise you. We thank you for this week. Your blessings over everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve.